share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Labuan recorded 159 COVID-19 cases with 2 active clusters, thus changing the status of the tax-free island to a red zone effective Friday, the 26th of November. Labuan Health Department Director Dr. Ismani Bohari said the 2 active clusters are the Jalan Jati cluster involving a bistro and the Bukit Kuda cluster, which involved a group of local communities. As quoted by Siner, he said, the Jalan Jati cluster was triggered by a group of customers of a food and beverage, F&B, premise in Jalan Jati in the city center, which was formerly an entertainment premise before being turned into a bistro. The cluster appeared on the 21st of November. It has spread rapidly and caused more infections. Dr. Ismani said children aged 1 to 9 are among the individuals infected through the cluster. At least 18 cases have been confirmed through polymerase chain reaction, PCR, testing in the cluster. The infection rate of this cluster is found to be high. Meanwhile, he said, the Bukit Kuda cluster was first detected on the 19th of November after a family held an engagement ceremony. The cluster is currently active with an increase in the number of positive cases. Dr. Ismani said one subzone recorded 10 positive cases, Zone 2, 22, Zone 3, 19, Zone 4, 32, and Subzone 5 with 29 cases. He said 2 patients, one of them a child, are in categories 4 and 5. Both patients are being treated in the intensive care unit in Labuan Hospital and require respiratory assistance. We would like to remind everyone to continue to abide by the SOPs because we are not out of the woods yet. We need to really work together to end this pandemic. Also read, NGO, large group of Malaysians expected to go bankrupt next year. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.